Look!
No!
Look!
No!
Look!
What do you want with me?
Have you forgotten us? Who are you, Nick? Do you know where you come from? Remember us, Nick. You must remember us.
What do you mean? I've never known you.
No, you haven't. But you will, Nick. You will be like us.
What?
Like us, Nick. Like us.
No. No, I won't.
Then you must remember, Nick. Be one of us, not like us.
I don't understand.
We died for you. Now you will be like us.
Can't be. This isn't real.
You will remember. There's not much time. You must remember Masa Makasa.
How can I remember something I know nothing about?
Then learn about Masa Makasa.
No! No!
What? Nick! Massing in what now?
Looks like that little problem with the interferometer has corrected itself. That should help us get to Gubventilin 5 this time round. Well, assuming nothing goes wrong, of course. What are the chances of that happening? Oh, what's this? A telepathic spike? Speeding through time and space? Seems oddly familiar. No, it can't be. Nick? Masa Nikasa? Oh no. Oh no. I can't. We can't go there. And now? We really can't go there. Full console room lockdown, just to be on the safe side. Now, to find Nick.
No! No! I won't be like you! It can't be true, can it? It seemed too real to be just a dream. Nothing is real. Oh, Brian. But a world, Masa Nikasa, destroyed. We have to help. I've got to find the doctor. He'll know. He'll help. Oh, my head hurts.
Nick! Rob! Oh, come on, one of you has got to be here somewhere. Aha, Rob's room. Come on, Rob. This is important. Rob!
Oh, I'm up. I'm awake. Just. What do you want? It's the middle of the night.
It's not. It's the middle of Tuesday. Anyway, the time's not important right now. We've got to find Nick.
Oh, he's on Masa Nikasa, isn't he?
What? He most certainly isn't. Hang on. How do you know about Masa Nikasa?
Nick told me. At least I think he did.
When? Did you see him?
Oh, I can't quite remember.
Odd that. Funny thing is, I heard him say it too. Almost as if... Rob, get dressed. We've got to find Nick.
Oh, why so worried, Doc? It's only a word.
A word we both heard simultaneously without either of us being near him. He's never shown that capability before. And then there's the telepathic spike I picked up in the control room. It's almost as if history was repeating.
Got to find the doctor.
No good will come of finding him.
Leave me alone. The doctor can help. He always helps.
What gives you that idea?
He's never let me down.
Oh, really? What about on the crystal planet when he left you to die?
How do you know about that? He did rescue me, though.
How about when he stranded you in the 1960s and let your friend die?
He came back in the end. He always comes back.
He never came back to us.
For you? Who are you?
A shadow from the past. It's a past you've never known. A past locked away in your head. I can help you unlock that past, Nick, if you trust me.
Why should I trust you?
You've heard my voice before, when the Protai unlocked something buried deep within you. You wanted to know more then.
Maybe I did, but you still haven't answered my question. Who are you?
I speak to you across space and time, from a world you've never known, a world you should have known. Massa Nakasa.
Massa Nakasa?
So, Massa Nakasa is a planet. Did you two visit it before I joined you then?
Well, not quite.
But it's important, isn't it?
I'm not sure. Sometimes I feel that my past is catching up with me. It's inevitable when you have as much past as I have. If it's what I think it is, it's one of those things best forgotten.
Right, you've woken me up, I haven't had any breakfast or even a cup of tea, and you've marched me round and round the TARDIS hunting for Nick, snapping at me at every opportunity. Unless you tell me what's going on, I'm going back to bed.
Rob, will you stop bleating at me? Oh, I'd forgotten all about you in here. Don't worry, I'll send you in some hay soon.
Doctor!
I'm sorry. I'm really worried about Nick.
So you keep saying, but you haven't said why.
Shut that door. Drafty is wicked.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that. I'd quite forgotten the game show room. You know, sometimes I think that...
You're doing it again! Stop avoiding the question!
Massa Nakasa. It's the name of Nick's home planet.
What?
I went there once a long time ago. I still don't know how he found out. I've never told him its name.
You've never told him the name of his home?
This is his home. The TARDIS. It's all he's ever known. And believe me, it's better that way.
Better? You know, sometimes you can be really stupid.
What?
Didn't you ever think he'd want to know about his heritage or all about his people? It's been on his mind for ages, ever since Giddy.
Really? He never said. Maybe Nick's in here. A touch of oil might be in order there.
It's another corridor. Do you really know where we're going?
Of course I do. I know this ship inside and out.
Good. Anyway, you know why Nick never mentioned it to you? It's because you keep your gob shut when he asks about his past.
Do I?
Yeah. You start talking about the calming pools of Tyrannus 23, or the day you met the real Aladdin, or any of your other stories just to distract him.
Let's try in here. Ooh, the aviary. No sign of Nick though. Better just feed the birds while I'm here.
See, you're doing it again. Avoiding the subject.
Oh.
You know what? If I've noticed, then Nick's bound to have noticed too. You're pushing him away, Doctor. He's already angry with you for deserting him when the TARDIS exploded and when you left him on the crystal planet. If you're not careful, you'll push him away for good.
I don't mean to. What happened on Massa Nakasa is... Well, it's not going to be an easy thing to explain to him. It's a choice I made.
Well, you don't have a choice anymore. It's obvious Nick knows something about it now, or else the word wouldn't pop up in our dreams.
I can't tell Nick what happened there, what I did. It'd destroy him.
Is it really that bad?
Do you really think I'd be making all this fuss if it weren't?
Oh, I suppose.
Nick! Nick! Still no sign of him. Auxiliary Corridor 47B. So if we turn right two junctions from now, we'll be heading in the right direction.
For what?
I've an idea where he's heading.
But this is my home, the TARDIS.
It was never meant to be. You should be with us. The Doctor stole you away from us.
I don't understand.
Nick, there isn't time. I'm losing the link with you. We need you. Please, come to us.
Come home. How do I get to you?
You're coming of age, Nick. Use the powers within you. You know how. Don't trust him, Nick. Don't trust the Doctor.
Nick, is that you? We've been so worried. Rob and I are coming to find you. Just stay where you are. We can talk about it.
Doctor, this doesn't feel right.
You're right.
Masinikasa.
We can't go back there. We can't.
Ow! Doctor, wake up! Nick, what have you done?
Hello, Rob, mate. I think we need to have a little chat. I'll be in the control room shortly. Join me there.
Who put you in charge, eh? Right, Doctor, don't you go anywhere while I sort this out with Nick. On second thoughts, I'd better get you somewhere out of his way. Don't want you getting hurt. Come on. Ooh.
I don't believe it. He's locked down the console. Nothing's working. Tut-tut. Doctor, that's totally ungroovy.
Can I come in?
If you're alone.
Just me, myself, and about 50 roundels.
You know, you don't half talk some crap, Rob.
Last night we had a nice sit down, cup of tea, clear waters, and then this morning I'm dragged out of bed into some bizarro fantasy where suddenly we're all at each other's throats. And I still haven't had any frosties.
I need your help.
What can I do?
Help me with the console. The Doctor's done something with it and I can't get anything to work.
Have you tried folding back the Omega configuration?
Ah, the Omega configuration. That's worth a try. Anyway, you'll never believe this, but I've been hearing voices.
Well, we've all been hearing voices this morning.
Look, if you're going to take the piss...
All right. What voices?
An old woman. I heard her voice before, on Giddy.
Oh no, it's not Vera, is it?
I'd be more afraid than I already am if I was hearing Vera's voice in my head. Oh, it's no good.
Oh, don't get all tetchy. How about, the multi-loop stabiliser?
You mean the multi-loop stabiliser, Rob? Good idea. That seems to have done something.
So what was this voice then?
It's a voice from the past. At least that's what she said. From my home planet.
Masinikasa!
How do you know that?
Well, since you screamed it at me while I was asleep, I couldn't help but know the name. Then the Doctor explained it to me.
Oh, he explained to you, did he? Not to me. Oh, no. Not to the one person who deserves to know.
Give him a break. He's finding this as awkward and as difficult as you are.
I bet.
No, really. How do you think he feels? He's brought you up, done all the hard work, and then some old woman swans in and wants to take all the glory.
It's not like that.
isn't it? You're not thinking straight.
Aren't I? He's locked the console down so we can't move outside the time vortex. He wouldn't do that if he trusted me, would he?
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't trust himself. He's hinted at something.
Something? Perhaps it's that he killed my people.
All I know is that he's upset and worried. Look, you need to talk to him before this gets any worse.
I can't. Why won't this bloody thing work? Hand me the Ganymede driver, would you?
Here you go.
I want to see my world, Rob. I want to find out what happened to my people. It's all right for you. You can go home anytime you like. Back to fish fingers and chips and your mum and tea and all that Putney has to offer.
Which isn't much.
Well, no. But I can't do that. I've only ever known the TARDIS, the Doctor, all this. I want... have to know about my people and what happened to them. There are too many unanswered questions.
You know, in some ways you're just like the Doctor.
Me? Like the Doctor?
Yeah. Your curiosity is going to lead you straight into trouble.
Maybe. Will you help me?
Of course I will.
Thanks. I can't tell you what that means to me.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be zapped with your psychic ujimafuja, do I?
I'll try not to. I don't think I can control all these powers, Rob. I don't know what I can do and where to stop. The powers have been growing recently. I can unlock doors.
Yeah, and the way you healed after that Dalek blast. Not to mention your telepathy.
Yeah, that's been growing stronger and stronger recently.
Oh yeah, don't remind me. Look, you know who could help.
No way.
But...
No, not yet. I want to know a bit more before I talk to him.
Okay, if you're sure. He's in the games room right now. He's playing poker with himself and he's lost about 40,000 mazumas. I'll go back there and talk to him. I'll try to get him to open up about it all.
Good idea. Just warn him not to come here. I don't know what I'd do if he came through that door.
I'll make sure. See ya! Oh, and try the comparator. That's what he always does.
Of course, the comparator. Now for you, old girl. Oh yes, that's done something. Hang on, what's this? The architectural configuration. Oh yes, I think we can have some fun with that.
Ow, my head feels as bad as a morning after a night out with the gastrons on Trexlocks 2. Boy, did they know how to drink. Oh, hang on. How did I get here? And where is here? Rob? Musty smell. Card table. Shelves. Must be the games room. Ah, Monopoly, Totopoly, Panopoly. That didn't take off, but it still destroys less relationships per year than Monopoly. Ah, I could always beat Bartleman the Great of Magestra 274 at Panopoly. Takes a devious sort of mind to take in any of those vistas.
Hello, Doctor. How's the head?
Sore.
Oh, I couldn't find any painkillers, but I did get you this.
A cup of tea. Thank you, Rob.
Thought you might need it, especially as it looks like we're going to be in here for a while.
We've got to find Nick.
I found him.
You okay? He didn't hurt you too.
No, he's angry and he's lashing out though. Mostly at the console since you locked that down.
He won't get very far with that. What did he say to you?
He says he's being haunted by an old woman.
Only Nick could be haunted by an old woman.
That's what I said.
Oh, hang on. Hearing voices isn't normal, even for Nick.
No, he's worried and he's hurt and he's determined to go to Massinacasa no matter what.
There's no way we're going there. I've programmed the TARDIS. Nick, what's he doing?
At a guess, I think he's found a way through your little safeguards and is playing with the controls.
Playing with the console is terribly dangerous.
You always say that.
That's because it is. We could end up anywhere.
Well, I think we both know where he's taking us.
I won't be a prisoner in my own TARDIS. The idiot is putting us all at risk.
How? No!
He must have overridden the defensive parameters I set into the time control.
You did that thing with the comparator, didn't you?
That and a few other clever things. Hang on, you didn't drop him a hint, did you?
Sorry, Doc, but I needed to get him to trust me. With his powers growing, I didn't want to be zapped like you were. One of us needs to be his friend right now.
You're probably right. Even when coming of age, Massa Nikassans don't develop like this. Think, Doctor, think. Think. I've overlooked something vital, a clue I should have seen before. Think. Oh, of course, the telepathic spike. It was what led me to Massa Nikassa all those years ago. I should have realised, but I panicked. I think Nick is being manipulated. If so, we're all in terrible danger.
Manipulated? Who's manipulating him?
The device has functioned within the logically anticipated parameters, Leader. Excellent. Then the plan will continue. Logic suggests that all races will now fall under cyber influence. Our new cyber army will be invincible!